From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. The LGBT community presses forward. People in wheelchairs, walking on stilts, and riding rainbow-decorated motorcycles turned out for gay pride events over the weekend. Some carried signs that read, "We Stand with Orlando." Many carrying posters of the names or faces of the victims who died in last weekend's attack on a gay nightclub in Florida. At the 40th annual Rhode Island Pride Fest, extra police and fire personnel patrolled on foot.
What happened in Orlando only is bringing the whole world together, not just gay people, which is so incredible.
It certainly has been a solemn week for all of us. And all of us are really, it's time to heal. We're coming together, standing together as a community.
No serious problems were reported at gay pride events across the country. In his weekly address, President Obama says the investigation into the Orlando shooting is ongoing. But he says the killer became radicalized after taking in extremist information over the internet. And then, during his killing spree, the shooter pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group.
We are and we will keep doing everything in our power to stop these kinds of attacks and to ultimately destroy ISIL.
The president says being tough on terrorism means making it harder for people who want to kill Americans to get their hands on assault weapons capable of killing dozens as quickly as possible. U.S. stocks closed out a difficult week on a modestly lower note Friday as investors continued to monitor Britain's debate on whether to leave the EU. The debate took a new level of concern after the killing of a member of parliament and anxiety over the referendum. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin called on European leaders Friday to heal ties with his country, despite sanctions, after meeting with European investors who said they want to expand their businesses there. Speaking at Russia's top economic conference, Putin said top German and French investors expressed interest in investing more in Russia despite the weight of the sanctions, some of which the European Union extended just as Putin was speaking. Tens of thousands of demonstrators gathered on the Japanese island of Okinawa demanding the U.S. military shut down its bases there, following a rash of high-profile incidents involving U.S. service members. Jinshiro Motoyama was among the protesters.
"This is not how we want the country to be. We are your friends, your neighbors. But the base, we want base to be gone."
Dissatisfaction with the U.S. military bases on the island has been brewing for years. Family and friends are gathered on Friday in New Jersey to remember The Voice singer Christina Grimmie. Many spoke about what she meant to them, including her childhood friend from kindergarten.
"You know, immediately we were just kindred spirits. The most kindred spirits. And like Aunt Tina has always said, the Lord has knit us together."
The 22-year-old Grimmie was shot to death last week as she signed autographs after a show at the Plaza Live in Orlando, Florida. The killing happened the Friday before a mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando. Her family has released a video tribute highlighting her short career. The shooter's motive is still unclear. In Arizona, a large wildfire known as the Cedar Fire was about 40% contained as of Sunday morning. Governor Doug Ducey visited the site on the White Mountain Apache Indian Reservation.
"I want to also ask all Arizonans to be vigilant this summer during fire season. We're in a very dangerous situation. The folks up here are doing a terrific job in the toughest of circumstances."
Currently, the town of Forestdale is under mandatory evacuation. Actor William Shatner, who played Captain James T. Kirk on the iconic show Star Trek, will appear at Boston Comic Con 2016 in August to mark the 50th anniversary of the hit television series. Shatner played Captain Kirk on the show and will appear at the convention August 12th when Fenway Park will host a Star Trek 50th anniversary night. Shatner will also throw out the first pitch before the Red Sox play the Arizona Diamondbacks. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.